So obviously we've had this weather amber warning in place for today, for Saturday. What are we kind of looking at for the rest of the weekend?
So it's looking like a very cold day indeed across Kent. We're looking at pretty wintry day weather as well. Through the morning, we're going to see some snow showers continuing across Kent, but these could potentially turn heavier and more frequent through the afternoon, particularly through the evening and overnight on Saturday into Sunday morning. So I'm talking, you know, a continuous feed really of these snow showers across Kent. And because of the potential for the snow really starting to accumulate, we do have an amber warning for this heavy snowfall across Kent, and that's valid from 4 p.m. on Saturday until 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. So right the way through from this afternoon until Sunday morning. So we could see some areas could see 5 to 10 centimetres of snow, even to lower levels. And as well as all of that, a strong wind will give the risk of some drifting of that snow too. So it could be quite treacherous driving conditions, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what are we kind of thinking about in terms of the roads and sort of transport links with all this in mind?
Well, with this kind of setup of the snow showers, some areas in Kent, for example, could see a lot more snow than somewhere not too far away. So it will be quite variable on different parts of Kent in terms of how much snow we get. But there is potential that some areas could see a lot of snow falling in a fairly short period of time. And that will make conditions on the roads quite treacherous, as I said, as well as all of the fact the snow is accumulating. Strong easterly winds will lead to some drifting of that snow. It could even give some potentially blizzard conditions as well. So with the risk of blizzards and drifting, some very treacherous conditions, and our recommendation potentially would be to only travel is if it's absolutely necessary, and really do plan your journeys. And, you know, as I said, consider the fact there could be some very hazardous weather on the roads.
When are we kind of expecting the weather to kind of peak then this weekend?
So it looks like really Saturday evening, Saturday overnight, and first thing on Sunday, that's when we're likely to see the worst of the weather across Kent. Gradually through Sunday, although it will remain bitterly, bitterly cold with still a strong easterly wind, it will gradually turn a little bit less severe on Sunday, and the snow showers will start to ease, particularly by the time we get through to Sunday afternoon. So it's really latter part of Saturday into Saturday night that we could see some of the worst of the conditions across Kent.
Yeah, sure. And many people are kind of dubbing this as Beast from the East 2.0 or Mini Beast from the East. What really are we kind of expecting here? Is it going to be as bad as it was a couple of weeks ago, or are you kind of not as worried about it this time?
We are still concerned about it because the air is still so cold and there is a risk of so much snow across the whole of the UK as well as Kent. The difference between 2 weeks ago is it won't last anywhere near as long. We're expecting by the early part of next week for the worst of the weather to have eased. It will turn less cold and the snow will ease. And as well as that, because we're 2 weeks later than the previous Beast from the East, the sun has a little bit more strength to it. So by day, there's a chance that between the snow showers that the snow may, you know, may melt slightly. So all in all, a severe period of weather to come, you know, even though it won't be as bad as 2 weeks ago. But in terms of the longevity of the snow, not quite as bad as the early part of March.
Yeah, sure. And what about network problems as well in terms of sort of our trains and things like that?
I mean, there is definitely the risk of some disruption to our transport network, really, because of the amount of snow. So we could expect some travel delays on roads. We could see some stranding of vehicles and passengers. And there is also likely to be some delays and cancellations to road and air travel as well. So all in all, you know, if you have got weekend plans, it really is important to stay in touch with our forecast and take heed of our weather warnings.
Sure, and I'm sure many people were feeling quite optimistic now that it's obviously out the way. I'm sure many people have made lots of plans as a result of obviously sort of things being cancelled a couple of weeks ago for them. So what should they kind of do to prepare if, like you say, they do have to go out in it and travel?
Yeah, I mean, just really question whether or not you have to make the journey. An amber warning, as I said, for snow is the second highest level of warnings. It means be prepared. So by definition, you really should reconsider your plans in that sense. And if you do absolutely have to travel, you know, you might want to give yourself more time, take kind of more major roads and avoid the minor roads where it's less likely we're going to have gritting to get rid of the snow and the ice. So yeah, really please be mindful. We're expecting some pretty severe weather this weekend.